Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dan Graham. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sammy Stewart. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Bumbrey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires throws to second for one, and Almone throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bumbrey scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Bellinger, who tags LaFleur for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-1 in the game. Dwyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Singleton moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-1 in the game. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. DeCinces reaches second base with a double. Singleton scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a pop-up towards third. DeCinca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Graham and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Baines reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart spins and fires to second, with Bellinger covering, and Baines is picked off. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Trout now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morrison. Singleton scores. Roenick moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Dan Graham. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Ayala now playing left field. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Sakata moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk fires to second and picks off Sakata for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roenick strikes out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Morrison moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dave Ford now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 3 in the game. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Dower moves to second. Cal Ripken pinch runs for Terry Crowley. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Almon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Dower moves to third. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.